Well, back when I was growing up as a kid, I used to love to watch cartoons. And one of the cartoons that I remember watching was Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse. How many of you remember that? Good, you're old like me. Because it was launched in 1960. And it was launched as a parody to those old Batman and Robin comic books. And when summoned via the cat signal, Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse would race to the scene of the crime in their sleekly feline red catmobile, which then could be converted to both a flying cat plane and a submersible catmobile. So all this was to attempt to thwart the criminal plots of various villains across Empire City. Now, I know that most of you will Roger watch that episode than listen to me, but I'm going to press on. And I have a question as I begin. The question for today is, what does it mean to be a courageous cat? Well, the Old Testament had their own courageous cat. As you heard Kim tell the kids, it was a man named Daniel. And Daniel was a man who spoke up for his faith, honored God with his faith, and God honored Daniel's faith and spared his life. So as we do our top 40 countdown of the Bible stories, we're looking today at the book of Daniel. I invite you to follow along as I read our one and only scripture reading from Daniel chapter 6, verses 16 through 28. Then the king gave the command, and Daniel was brought and thrown into the den of lions. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you faithfully serve, deliver you." A stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, so that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting. No food was brought to him, and sleep fled from him. Then at break of day, the king got up and hurried to the den of lions. When he came near the den where Daniel was, he cried out anxiously to Daniel, "Ho, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you faithfully serve, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Daniel then said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths so that they would not hurt me, because I was found blameless before him. And also before you, O king, I have done no wrong." Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him, because he had trusted in his God. The king gave a command, and those who had accused Daniel were brought and thrown into the den of lions, they, their children, and their wives. Before they reached the bottom of the den, the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces. Yuck. Then King Darius wrote to all peoples and nations of every language throughout the whole world, "May you have abundant prosperity. I make a decree that in all my royal dominion, people should tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion has no end. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, for he has saved Daniel from the power of the lions." So this Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. And friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, by way of background to the scripture today, Daniel was trapped in a system of a very corrupt government. And yet he rose above it all because he was squeaky clean, inside and out. No amount of digging by any government officials could uncover any dirt on Daniel. He didn't take kickbacks or receive any favors. He always paid his taxes on time and kept all his receipts. There were no illicit affairs on his resume. There were no skeletons in his closet. Earlier in Daniel chapter 6, it says they could find no grounds for complaint or any corruption because he was faithful, and no negligence or corruption could be found in him. Well, finally, they do get to Daniel, and they get to him where it really hurts, in his relationship with God. The corrupt conspirators trick King Darius into issuing an edict that no one can pray to anyone but him as the king for a whole 1 month. It is an order that Daniel cannot and will not obey. And so the king snaps his finger and has Daniel thrown into the lion's den. And the king says, God bless you, Daniel. You're going to need all the help you can get. It must have been absolutely terrifying for Daniel. And I wonder what that night must have been like for him. It kind of reminds me of the story of the little girl who was supposed to say grace before dinner with her family, and she was doing it for the very first time. Now, she had heard her mom and dad pray over and over, oh God, bless this food to our bodily needs. But when the little girl prayed, she prayed instead, oh God, bless this food to our wobbly knees. Now, this little girl misunderstood the prayer of her parents, but you know what? It was still some pretty good theology, because we should ask God for strength whenever we face the day-to-day pressures that give us wobbly knees, as we ask God for help in our time of need. You know, when we pray, deliver us from evil in the Lord's Prayer, the word deliver is a very powerful word in the Greek because it means snatch. Literally, we are praying, snatch us from all evil. There's a story of the young man who got a summer job while he was in college, and he was driving a truck delivering bottled water. And on one of the rounds, he had to make a stop at a junkyard where he had to leave one of those bottles at the office there. And so he got out of the truck, he slung the big water bottle over his shoulder, and he started walking towards the office when he saw the biggest, the meanest jerpin shepherd he had ever seen in his life. This thing was the ultimate junkyard dog. And this dog came charging at him, and the young man froze, and the dog closed his great big jaws around the meaty part of the man's calf. And the young man yelled, let go, boy, let go. And the dog did not move. He said, let go, let go. And just then the owner came out of the office, looked at the dog, and yelled, release. The dog let go and started wagging his tail. Well, the next month, the man was again making a delivery to that very same spot. He got out of the truck. He slung the bottle over his shoulder. He walked toward the office. And wouldn't you know it, there was that big dog again. The dog charged at him, grabbed the meaty part of his calf. But this time, the man wasn't too worried because he knew what to say this time. He said, release. The dog just growled and held on tighter. Release, boy, release. Just then, the odor came out and said, let him go. The dog let go. Friends, what matters is not the words. What matters is the voice of the master. Daniel says in verse 22, my God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouths so that they would not hurt me. The angel shut the lion's mouths as God's power releases Daniel from harm. Just need to know, as a pastor, Michael's here today as a pastor, we've seen people released from a lion's mouth, like one of depression. We've seen the sparkle return to their eyes. I know we've seen families cut up each other with the roar and teeth of a lion, and then heal and start cheering for each other like people do at a Penn State football game on a Saturday afternoon. We've witnessed people living in fear of lions, fear of them striking at any moment, and God giving his blessed, calm assurance. I have seen the power of God in Jesus Christ working in people's lives during their endless night in the lion's den. God is big, and God does big things, as God did with Daniel that night, shutting the lion's mouths as well as shutting up all of Daniel's fiercest critics. God's power delivered him from the lion's den. It says in verse 23, so Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him because he had trusted in his God. Now, I think there's a wonderful parallel here between Daniel in the lion's den and Jesus Christ in the tomb. When Daniel is thrown into the lion's den, a stone is brought and placed over the mouth of the den, which is then sealed by a royal decree, and Daniel is left for dead. On the Friday of Jesus' crucifixion, he was laid in the tomb, and a stone was rolled across the entrance, and that stone was sealed by imperial decree, just like it was for Daniel. In both cases, it looked like the end. After all, nobody survives a night in the lion's den. And after all, nobody comes back from the dead after being in a tomb for 3 days. But in both cases, there was a miracle of God. Daniel emerges from the lion's den, and Jesus emerges from the tomb. And in both cases, death is defeated by the power of God. Well, then King Darius makes a decree that the people should sit up and take notice, because Daniel's God means business. King Darius says, for he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion has no end. So, what can we learn from this story this morning? It seems to me that there's one thing that God wants from all of us, and it is one thing that Daniel did so wonderfully, and that is to have a courageousness of faith, to be brave as a disciple of Jesus Christ. In his book, Christ in His Saints, the author, Patrick Reardon, says, the difference between the courageous and the cowardly is the difference between those who play it safe and those who play for keeps. Over and over and over, the prayer of the early church was to speak the word of God with great courage and boldness, and to play for keeps. God says in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And then in the last verse in the book of Acts, chapter 28, verse 31, Luke, writing about the apostle Paul, saying that he went about proclaiming and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. And if you think about it, that's what people do when they show courage. They place themselves in dangerous situations despite the incredible risks and the insurmountable odds. And Daniel put himself at great risk to the wrath of those people, so that he might stand tall in faith and trust of God. Born in 1887, and as an heir to the Borden dairy fortune, Bill Borden converted as a youth to Christianity. He graduated from Yale University and Princeton Seminary. As a student, he got involved with a man named Samuel Zwemer, known as the Apostle to Islam. Bill Borden wound up giving away his portion of the family fortune and then went to Cairo to study Arabic in order to take the gospel to some of the hardest places on the face of the earth. But then Bill Borden got sick with cerebral meningitis, and he died at the age of only 25. Memorial services were held for him at Princeton and Yale, as well as in New York, Chicago, Cairo, Japan, Korea, India, and South Africa. And while Bill Borden did not leave behind many possessions, he did leave behind his Bible, in which he scrawled three memorable resolutions. It said on the inside cover of his Bible, "No reserve, no retreat, no regrets." So you see, courage is not fearlessness, but the boldness to overcome fear for the sake of something more important, a faith and trust in the awesome power of God. As I close, the challenge I think we face every day is to be courageous and out in the open for Christ. At some point this week, or maybe in the near future, you're going to probably face a particular situation in which you're going to have to make a decision. It may be that you hear about someone who's being mistreated. It may be someone who's playing fast and loose with the truth. It may be a temptation to cut some corners. There may be an opportunity for you to say a good word for Jesus and this church to a friend or a stranger. Understanding the risk of the lion's den, because it may seem socially unacceptable, awkward, embarrassing, even politically incorrect. In that moment, what will you say? In that moment, what will you do? Let me challenge all of you to be a Daniel, to step forward, to speak boldly, and to live as a courageous cat in your life of faith. Would you join me in prayer? Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we come to you this morning almost like the cowardly lion in The Wizard of Oz, looking for courage. We know that we are so easily intimidated by social mores and cultural standards, or by what people may think of us or say about us. All too often, we feel more like scaredy cats than courageous cats. We thank you for the example of Daniel, who stood alone for what he truly believed. What a powerful example of bravery and boldness. And for all of those around the world who are under the gun in proclaiming the Lordship of Jesus Christ, give us the same courage, O God, to be out in the open as followers of you in this world today. Come into our lives with your power and might, and help us to be courageous cats who live for you in the days ahead. Give us valor and the bravery for the sake of our love and devotion to Jesus Christ our Lord, as we pray these things in his name. Amen.